So in thinking through this issue of happiness and what we have already said during previous shows, I thought about this one in early January, January 6th show, 2013, with the title, How Does Turning the World into a Heartless Jungle Promote Happiness? So I'm going to revisit that one right now, because in reading it, it felt a little dense to me, and I want to take a moment to just explain it in case it was confusing. So what I said, and I wrote up the text of it and placed that up there so you can read it as well, is this. If economy is the global lexicon and the panopticon, because it claims our eyes, holding all nations, all peoples to a point, a goal, a purpose, power, in forcing us to redirect our allegiance away from the earth, the ancestors, and each other, creates a universal jungle. But this destroys society, as Karl Polanyi in The Great Transformation says, and with it, happiness, while simultaneously creating a global consciousness. Market ethics are only utilitarian in Bentham's sense. That is to say, in the sense in which it creates happiness to work in the people, up to a point. It manufactures scarcity and so keeps the cattle herded, but it simultaneously exposes the fundamental violence, the coercion of the system, while creating a global audience of that violence or coercion, as I'm emphasizing more now. And this is the place in our human story where we stand right now. There is a global audience to this coercion that's built into the system itself. How does turning the world into a heartless jungle promote happiness? This trick can only be accomplished if our thoughts are made and given to us. Bentham defines happiness as happiness to work. And so Sir Richard Branson, latching on Bhutan and thrusting it before our eyes, and says, see, here we have a people who work happily. And look at me, I work happily. We are all the same. Why? Because of happy thinking. That's the key, says he, Sir Richard, Duke of Cannes. So when Bentham says that happiness is about the role of government instilling industriousness in the people, and he said this pretty clearly in saying that the role of government is to increase want in order to make the physical sanction of hunger effective, and, quote, that the greatest happiness of the greatest number is the only proper end of government, unquote. And that's where I think light bulbs went off for Sir Richard. It's kind of bizarre in many ways to me that Sir Richard has latched upon happiness. It's as if someone finally told him about Bentham. And he realized that Bentham really had something going there about this role of government. And that he realized that he has something there that power can use today about the role of government. Because when we talk about next week, this group of people redesigning the paradigm for reproducing ourselves, the economic paradigm, when we talk about that, we'll learn that they are consciously seeing this as a way to redefine the role of government. And I believe it's along the lines that Bentham laid out. There are no new thoughts. Power doesn't have any new thoughts. It's recycling the same ones. And they're fundamentally 2,500 years old. They're from Plato, because Bentham was restating Plato. Class is class is class. Power is power is power. And because the dynamic, the goal is the same, to keep us carrying powers water so that it can realize its vision, the tactics don't change because the material that they are working with doesn't change. It's us. And human beings have ever been the same since we've been on the planet. We're the same thing. We've always been the same fundamental stuff is us. And so the techniques for controlling us are the same across the millennia.